Welcome to another edition of Kristen's Corner, a podcast by your state senator, Kristen Phillips Hill. It's February, and let me tell you what, it feels like Groundhog Day. We heard Governor Wolf unveil his budget priorities for the 2022-23 fiscal year at the start of the month. And one of the most pivotal votes that any legislator will cast is on the state budget to fund our state government for the next fiscal year. As a fiscal conservative, I have continued to vote against new taxes and runaway spending. And unfortunately, the same reckless spending that we see in Washington, D.C. is coming to Pennsylvania by way of this latest budget proposal by Governor Wolf. Here to break it all down for us is the Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman, Senator Pat Brown. Senator Brown is from Lehigh County. And we'd like to welcome Senator Brown to the program today.
Senator, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. The governor proposed a massive spending increase, over 16%. Even with rampant spending at the federal level, inflation is at 7%. So walk us through it. How realistic is the governor's massive spending amount? And what does this do for us long term?
Well, in short order, it's not realistic at all. We are trying to manage a very difficult financial position. We have to manage it over several years because there is federal stimulus money within our general fund, and that is no longer available to us at the end of December 2024, and we want to achieve fiscal balance. Based on our projections, what the governor is presenting to us, rather than being in fiscal balance, we believe we will end that year with a $5 billion deficit. And it's because he's trying to fit in a 16% spending increase in his last year. Now, my experience here has been chief executives try to transition to a new executive and leave a smoother path for the next executive in terms of their financial position. Unfortunately, Governor Wolf is not doing that. He's trying to fit a massive increase in spending in his last year, and then projecting increases that are well below, in the next 3 years, well below what he would approve. So we have a lot of work to do in terms of managing the expectations that he's setting to make sure at the end of the day, when we pass a budget, we have a solid financial position for the next administration, and one that doesn't put pressure on the spending priorities we have and on the taxes that our constituents would pay.
So our state's independent fiscal office, the nonpartisan organization that does a lot of number crunching and budget projections, they are projecting possible deficits as well by as early as next fiscal year. This added spending will exacerbate the problem even more. So when I try and look for the good news, I think that the good news is that this is just the starting point. And Senator Brown, as I said, you chair the Appropriations Committee, which does that deep dive into state agencies and their requested spending for the next fiscal year. We kicked off those Senate Appropriations Committee budget hearings this past week. All of that information can be found at appropriations.pasenategop.com, as well as on my website, senatorkristen.com, and Senator Brown's website. We'll make sure you get that information later in this podcast. And these hearings, they are featured on all of our social media platforms, as well as on our websites. PCN covers a good part of that. So as these hearings continue, what are some important things that we need to consider about the governor's budget proposal?
One of the things that it's important for people to keep in mind is how much he's requesting in recurring spending that is beyond what we can afford to do. Frankly, when I talk to my constituents, they understand the need to continue to provide funding for our schools. That's something that's been a legacy priority for the General Assembly, Republican and Democrat. But one thing we don't want to do is obligate ourselves to a level of spending that we can't sustain. Because in the end of the day, that means higher property taxes. It means laid off teachers. And right now, the governor on a one-time basis, what he's asking for, $1.5 billion just for 1 year, is more than the resources we have available before we go into deficit. And that is something that he's asking for not 1 year, but in every year going forward. So it's just impossible to sustain it. We have to stay within what we can afford. Something that we've done on a bipartisan basis in the past, significant investments in primary and secondary ed, but something that doesn't put our school systems and our children at risk. And that is, for me, that's one of the biggest things we have to work through.
Well, Senator Brown, thank you for this update. I know that many families all across York County, they are listening to this and wondering not only what it means for them today, but what it will mean for their children and their grandchildren's future. Are we spending today to sacrifice the generations of tomorrow? That's certainly not something that we want to do. And I know we will really dive into this over the next several weeks through the state budget hearings. And again, Senator Brown, thank you for joining us on this episode focused on our state budget. Where can our listeners find out more about you and your work on the Senate Appropriations Committee?
They can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter at Senator Brown, or visit my website at SenatorBrownWithAnE.com.
That's SenatorBrownWithAnE.com. So for more information on today's podcast, please visit my website at SenatorKristen.com. And thank you again for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.